Hello, my name is Stephen Schaub, and I'm the leader of the Fidgetal Revolution, as well as a master printer and principal at Indian Hill Image Works in Poway, Vermont. The title of this audio blog is What Makes a Great Printer Profile? This is a very complicated topic, but one that I'm going to try to say in 10 minutes. So, let's get right to it. What makes a great printer profile? Well, first off, we should probably define the different types of printer profiles. We all hopefully know what a printer profile is. You go to print on a particular paper, you're in your printing software, whether it's something that came with the machine or a third-party rip, you select the paper you want to print on, and the magic happens. Printer profiles are based on an ICC, International Color Consortium. And everything within the digital world basically runs on this in terms of color management. It's kind of like the universal language which all digital can talk. The main reason why is when you photograph with your camera, you have ICC profiles in your camera. Those are RGB spaces. When you work in Photoshop, 90% of the time, most of us work in RGB. Printing is usually a CMYK space. So there's a conversion that has to happen. And how good that conversion is can do a lot with what you did with the image in Photoshop. However, it also depends a lot on just how good the ICC or the printer profile is that you're printing on. Obviously, the paper and ink and printer and all that are variables as well. So what are the different types of printer profiles? Well, the first one is no profile at all, and that sucks, so we're going to move right on. The second type of profile is a canned profile. This is the free profiles that came with your printer or that you get from a particular paper manufacturer for free on their website to download to use with their products. These profiles pretty much suck as well. I refer to them as trash can profiles. I mean, are they better than no profile? Yes. Are they great? Not by a long shot. They'll get you through in a pinch and they'll get you started, but I encourage any photographer out there to move very quickly past the free profiles or the canned profiles and go on to the next type of profile, which is the profile that you pay for. These profiles are better in a lot of ways, and the way it usually works, and by the way, I don't do this at Indian Hill Image Works, so this is not an advertisement in any way, shape, or form. There are a lot of services out there, though, that for $49.95 or $99, you will download a target, you'll print it out on your machine on your particular paper, send it in with information regarding the settings that you used, and presto magic, in a couple of days you'll get an ICC profile in your email. This is better. This is tweaked for your machine. However, there are a lot of variables and a lot of decisions that were made for you in how that profile was generated. And these are things that I feel that any skilled photographer really wants to be making the decision for themselves. So, yes, this is better, but it isn't really where you want to end up. So where do you want to end up? Well, you want to start making your own profiles. This should be a quest, a mission, a goal of any person listening to this audio blog who's printing digitally. Especially if you used to work in the darkroom, this is the equivalent. You need to start making your own profiles. It gives you the ability to print on more media and control how you print on that media. Making your own profile, though, by the way, is difficult. It's time-consuming. It's expensive depending on the materials and software that you're running, and there is a massive learning curve. Anybody who tells you otherwise is lying through their teeth. Once you learn how to make a profile, it's easier, but it's still difficult. Every paper and ink combination is a little different and requires a little bit of different thought on how you're going to generate that profile. However, it's very rewarding when you know that the prints that you're making are being made by the profile that you yourself generated. The last type of profile that I'm going to talk about is the profile generated by a print shop or by a master printer. These are probably the best profiles in the industry. And the reason why is that a master printer is looking and making profiles every single day. And so you're always pushing what really is a great profile. I know here at Indian Hill Image Works, I at any time will have one or two profiles in some stage of completion. And I'll take weeks upon weeks to make a single profile just to get it to be perfect. One thing that a master printer does, or should do, by the way, is test the quality of their profile. Now, I have some free download test targets on this website up at the very top. I'm providing those courtesy of Indian Hill Imageworks. And those are for personal use only, by the way. I don't want to see them showing up in a magazine, but they're for personal use only. And those targets are easy to print. Nothing on that target should be demanding. If you can't print those targets, you either need to A, have somebody make profiles for you, or B, start making your own. And they're just a good evaluation. But anybody who's really printing, you know, for a business or for their career should run a battery of tests. I have test targets here at Indian Hill Imageworks which are very difficult to print. Hell, I have some test targets that are impossible to print. But I test my profiles against them in order to verify just how good the profiles are. And so then I can also know what the outer limits of image quality is that those profiles can possibly handle. So when I make a profile, I don't make one. I'll do a ring around. I'll make 5, 6, 7, 8. Heck, I've made 25 different profiles of one media just to make sure. I'm currently just finishing up a profile for vellum, and I have made 300 linearizations. That's a level of fanatic, obsessive, you know, need to have perfect quality that most people don't want to get into. But the fact of the matter is, it just means that when I make prints on that media, they're going to be perfect, or as perfect as that media can possibly allow. So those are the different types of profiles. But what really is a good profile? Well, to me, there's three things that make up a good profile: neutrality, tonality, and gamut. Those are sort of the holy trinity of a great profile. The first, though, is neutrality. You want a neutral profile. You don't want a profile that when you're printing out something neutral, like a gray area, shifts towards magenta, green. Those are ugly, and that's not what a good profile should be. A good profile should be perfectly neutral from pure black to pure white and everything in between. And there's easy ways to test this. Print out that black and white image on the test target and take a look at the target. If you see color shifts in the image, you've got problems. And one way to measure that is by determining what the chroma variant is for the profile. And the chroma variant is the percentage the image is from pure neutral. So pure neutral would be zero, or a perfect gray. And as you go out from that, you get a color shift in the image. Most manufacturers and people who make profiles have tolerances that they allow. They might allow a chroma variant of, say, 3 or 4. Here at Indian Hill Imageworks, we allow a chroma variant not to exceed 1.5. That's extremely tight and extremely fussy and extremely difficult to achieve. But the reason we push it to that degree is that we know that what we see in our calibrated system between our scanners and monitors will match as closely as possible the output on the printer. And so that's the reason why you want to strive for neutrality. The second thing is tonal transitions. Tonal transitions is how smooth the tonality is within the image. Dots come a lot into this. Print surface resolution, you know, how many dots can you possibly reproduce on the surface? How good is the screening software that's being used? You should see a very smooth transition throughout the entire image. If you see breaks or jumps where you get a hardened line or a little, it looks like literally a break in like a transition from one tone to another, that means you've got problems. And breaks are bad. One of the other things that screws up tonality an awful lot is over-inking. And an awful lot of people put down too much ink when they generate their profiles. And as a result, you can get breaks as a result of over-inking. You don't get as sharp of image as a result of over-inking. The paper can cockle, which means that if you look at it, it isn't perfectly flat to the platen in the printer. And that changes the distance between the print head and the paper. And so the dots are hitting at different heights on the paper. And so some dots are going to be in focus in registration and some will be slightly out. These are all things that go along with tonality. And once again, you're striving for perfect tonality. The third thing that I mentioned that I feel makes up a great profile is gamut. How much color, how much density and dynamic range can a profile possibly reproduce? Because the fact of the matter is, no matter how great your printer profile is, I don't care if you're printing on the best glossy paper in the world, your printer profile space is smaller 99.999% of the time than the color spaces that you're using in Photoshop and in your camera. So there's an automatic compression and a gamut mapping that has to occur. And so you're looking for a big, beautiful gamut and a printer gamut that can reproduce lots of tonality and lots of different shades of color. The more inks you have in the printer, the larger the gamut. The more glossy or satin surface the paper, the larger the gamut. Matte surface papers happen to be one of the more difficult papers to really get a great profile out of, and they also have a much smaller gamut, so there's a lot more remapping and gamut compression that happens when you print on a matte surface paper. Just something to consider. So those are sort of the three main factors that I feel make up a great profile. One is tonality, the other is gamut, and the third, as I said, is neutrality. And neutrality is the most important thing. So that is what I feel makes up a great printer profile or ICC space. I encourage you, download the ICC test targets available on the site. Test out your printer, see how good you are. You want to see how good you really are, print out an image, take the same image and send it out to two or three different labs in the United States or in Europe, and have them make prints for you. And then get them back and compare it to your prints and see just how you stack up against other printers and other shops throughout the world. I encourage each of you, though, to pursue the idea of making your own ICC profiles. It's very rewarding. And as I said, I think it would open a whole new door and new possibilities for your work. These are just my ideas and my thoughts, and I'd love to hear yours. Have a great day.